Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Last week I was at Sunbelt Ag Expo, and man, the weather was absolutely gorgeous. Of course, I come back here to the Midwest and we got nothing but rain. It's cool. I'll tell you what, it's making harvest a chore. As I said today, the weather is playing havoc with harvest. And Cindy and I were supposed to be in the field this week doing some harvest reports with some farmers, but that's all been canceled thanks to the weather. So it affects more than just the farmers out there, but some of us in ag communications as well. Maybe that'll change, though, by next week. In this week's program, I'm going to feature an interview that I conducted with Chris Seidels. He's with U.S. Farm Data. You can find him at usfarmdata.com. I met him at Sunbelt Ag Expo, and we talked about this company. It's a relatively new name, but formerly known as GoLeads Farm, and just changed their name a couple months ago, and really new emphasis and focus on farm data and marketing. And I'm going to let him explain in the interview how and what their company does to help agri-marketers who are trying to market to farmers, and they've got a very large database of farmers to work with. We're going to learn more about U.S. Farm Data now. Chris, U.S. Farm Data is a name that may or may not be real familiar to a lot of people who are part of this AgWire community. So I'd like to learn a little bit more about it. And let's start, first of all, by you telling me a little bit about yourself and what you're doing for the company.
Certainly. Well, Chuck, my name's Chris Seidels, and I am the National Account Manager of the U.S. Farm Data. We are a full-service direct marketing and database management company, headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska, and we have an ag database of 2.5 million U.S. farmers and ranchers. We can pull specific information on things like farmographic data, such as number of acres, type of crop they farm, and how they own that farm, whether they're a producer, owner, operator of that farm. Not only that, Chuck, but we also cross-reference our ag data with our residential database as well. So we have 220 million U.S. consumers that we cross-reference with and give you demographic information such as age, income, specific homeowner data information. We also have in-house a business database of about 14 million U.S. businesses. About a million of those are specific to ag, so they're ag-related industries. We focus on, we basically help companies market to farmers and ranchers. Yeah. So that's really our core audience.
Well, I'm glad that we got to meet here at Sunbelt Ag Expo, which we're out on the show grounds right now, and it's the activity seems pretty good. Of course, the weather's been beautiful, too, which is really not always the case with these farm shows. But so when it comes to this database that you have, or databases maybe is a better way to say it, what kinds of companies would be examples of your clients?
We have a very diverse clientele. We range anywhere from technology to software to seed companies to genetics to irrigation. Mm-hmm. Very, very diverse clientele that we service. And typically it's anywhere from a small mom-and-pop shop all the way up to a very large Fortune 500 corporation.
So give me an example of how somebody would approach you, kind of maybe, I mean, obviously you've got a broad clientele, probably there's a lot of different ways that you can help them out, but what would be some of the things specifically you could do to help an agribusiness company that really wants to target a farmer audience, for example?
Well, and that's just exactly it. We look at their existing customer database, and we help them, we help understand and identify who their customer is, what they look like, and find out certain traits to help increase their footprint and how we can market to a bigger audience and how we can capture new customers. And so we use our data, and we help identify with their customer database on profiling. We use some analytics, some modeling, and we have great success with that. So
So this could be anything from, say, like a marketing campaign that wants to use an email message to direct mail to maybe there's some others that I'm missing.
Several different platforms, a way of going about it. It's direct mail marketing campaign, telemarketing, or email blast services, where the client would send us a creative HTML, and there are several ways that a prospect or a customer could click into that, and we report the opens, the number of opens, and number of click-throughs. And so we give you online reporting so that you can intelligently look at who is who have we captured, who's very interested in this product offering. So,
well, and I know that's very important to any marketers is, you know, if they're going to be using a service or a media outlet, for example, is trying to get some good demographic data of who they're actually reaching when they do this. With you, it obviously you can give them very specific information on that.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we're also looking at new ways of reaching others. And we were talking earlier about the social media network and how that's arrived. It's here. One message that we're trying to get across is to our customers and to new prospects is how can you utilize that to your benefit. So, very excited about what's going on right now. We're very happy to be here, and it's as you said, it's fantastic weather. We know the numbers were a little low because of maybe it's a late harvest, but nonetheless, ag is alive and well, and we're glad that we're part of it. So
I can't agree more with that. And you know, good weather is a blessing and a curse at a farm show, because with this good weather, after all the rain they had recently, it's probably a lot of harvesting going on right now. But and I'm looking forward to getting out to some of the harvest demonstrations. Well, I'm going to thank you for taking the time to talk to me about U.S. Farm Data here. Hope to have an opportunity to learn more with some other questions I'm sure I'll come up with after we're done here. And again, thank you very much, Chris.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with Chris and learn more about U.S. Farm Data. We're hoping to work with them a little bit ourselves here in coming months. Taking a look ahead, I just I'd throw in a reminder that if you haven't registered for the NAMA Trends in Agriculture conference that'll be taking place in Kansas City in a couple weeks, it's definitely not too late to do so. And also for the NAFB, that's the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, taking place same place, same week. We'll definitely be there. Before I go, I want to thank our sponsor for the Zimcast, which is Fluidigm, fluidigm.com. You can learn a whole lot more about them there, and we're featuring interviews with Fluidigm personnel to learn more about the company on agwire.com, too. I'm going to close the program this week with some music from Music Alley from Mevio, and this is a song called Down on the Farm by the Ellison Beer Band. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Forget what that good book says. Those sudden changes, they've come and passed. Gotta wonder much longer this way life will last. I've seen cotton all rolled in stacks, faded mansions next to little shacks. Oh, Southern man, when will you be paid back? Why do you continue to break your back? I heard laughing and children playing and people singing along. Down on the farm, they don't know, they don't know. Down on the farm, we
Chuckles Ellison on harmonica and drums. Nathan Beer on bass. Austin Abbott on guitar. Nick Malloy on guitar. I'm William Ellison. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.